Welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show, the fastest growing coaching show on the web.
This is the podcast that teaches you how to achieve your dreams and live a legendary life.
Today is the day you make your dreams happen. Booyah!
Are you tired of watching other people achieve the success that you want?
When you believe in you as much as you want others to believe in you, success is going to find you. Come on, you legendary maniacs! There's room for you at the top of the mountain. Stake your claim to a legendary life. Booyah!
And now the voice of How Legends Are Made Radio. The man who believes everyone is destined to live a legendary life. Dan Blackburn.
Booyah! Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the How Legends Are Made Radio Show. Today, what an amazing day. It is here in Toronto, Canada. It's a little overcast, cool breeze, but it is a fantastic day to do cool family stuff. So we're loading up the car. We're headed off to our local amusement park, and we are going to have a rip-roaring good time. It's supposed to be rain in the forecast, but we're not made of sugar, and although I think I'm pretty sweet, but at least that's what I tell myself. But no matter how sweet I am, I'm not made of sugar, so I will not melt. So I'm totally pumped. Today, I'm going to share with you the truth, some truths about achieving success and being a successful person and hanging with successful people. The truth about the Bransons, the Trumps, the other successful people, the Gates, the Jobs. Go down the list. Whoever it is, whoever your person is, Stephen Covey and Anthony Robbins. You go all the way down the line. So I'm going to talk to you about that. But before we get fired up on that, I want to remind you to head on over to the howlegendsaremade.ca page and register for more of these podcasts. There's other cool stuff there. I did a really cool and a cool, I say cool as an understatement. I did a powerful interview with Hal Johnson from Body Break. And he's a Canadian iconic health and fitness guru. He's rated as the number one health and fitness source in Canada for the last 25 years. And I'm going to share a little bit of his story today, but listen to the podcast, the edition I did with him, because it's mind blowing that he built an iconic brand because he refused to allow racism and prejudice. Is that a word? Prejudice? Slow him down. It's incredible. So, and that's what made me think, tipped me off on what this edition, this podcast was going to be, because there are some things that sometimes we don't know, we overlook, we don't recognize, we don't see that's happening behind the scenes. So go check out that podcast, check out the other podcasts that are there. And while you're there, make sure go to iTunes so you can register, log on, and you'll get these. Every time I post one, you'll get a notification and you'll be able to listen wherever you are, share with your friends, your family, your neighbors, share with whoever you want, share with the puppy dog, share with all the neighborhood animals. They'll love it. They will feel inspired. They will also want to be legendary puppies. Imagine having legendary puppies, legendary families, legendary friends, and building a legendary community, all because you made a decision to start living a legendary life yourself. Hey, that's possible. That's the capability. It's about inspiring others to see what they may not see. And that's the impetus of this podcast for me. So today we're talking about the truth. So I was talking with Hal Johnson and listening to his story, and it reminded me that, what we see on the surface of a successful person, and again, I've thrown some names out, whoever success is to you, it's not necessarily financial success. Mother Teresa, an amazing success story, legendary times of kajillion. And from, I never met her, but from all the accounts, what I've read is this, it was never about money. In fact, she didn't have money. It was about supporting a cause and helping others. And so whatever success means to you, the people that we look at as successful, we oftentimes look at them as, oh, wow, they're at this level and I'd love to be there and I'd love to get to there. And they have a special gene, or they have something special in them. It's different than me. And as that's why they got there. And, And the list goes on and on and on. You know, maybe they had wealthy parents. Maybe they had a parent, a friend, a family, someone else in their circle that gave them a shot, gave them a chance, helped them get to the next level. Maybe the story is that, well, they knew someone because they went to the right school, and they went to the right school because they had the right chances as a kid, and they got into a stream or a bandwidth of other successful people that they just got to ride the pony on. And some of that is true. There's no question that somebody like Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, their kids will have at least the opportunity that I didn't have. They'll have the opportunity to have the makings of financially of a successful life. Now, given what the tabloids are saying that Beyonce and Jay-Z are going through now, again, is a broken down marriage, does that distort or change what you see as success? I know for me, my definition of success is freedom, spending time with friends and family, and being able to serve others without any expectation in return. That's how I can continue to build a legendary path for myself, for my friends, my family, the people around me, the people I'm talking to, you. It gives me the opportunity to share that. That's my version of what success is. So the successful people, what I find to be interesting is every single one of them, like you, like me, they have amazing stories. And like you and like me, they had opportunities, they had failures, they had successes, they had challenges, they had hurdles to overcome. And like you and me, they found a way, they did something to get to the next moment, to get to the next day, to get to the next situation, the next week, the next month, the next year. I mean, we do it. You do it. You're doing it differently. Your focus may be different than some of these successful people that you look at, that you aspire to emulate. But you're doing what they're doing. They have extra gear. They have extra things that they're doing to get them to that level. So I want you to recognize that you have everything inside of you to create the abundance, to create the opportunity, to create the wealth, to create the connection, to create the success, to create the legendary life that you say you want. The question is, do you really want it? And that, for me, is the delineation, it's the separation, it's the gap between the successful people and the people who don't quite get it. Is the successful people are willing to make sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice in alignment with where they're going. You can make sacrifices and it not have a ripple effect that destroys or ruins or messes up your life or the things you want to create. But they have this undaunting, this will, a desire to go and go and go. And when other people are tired and other people are fed up and other people give up because there's one more rejection, there's one more challenge, there's one more hurdle that they just can't stomach. The person you're looking at now that you deem is successful, give that person in your mind right now, give them a face, give them a name. Think about who that person is. They're like you in every aspect. Where they may be different, if you haven't gotten to the level they're at, or you're struggling to get to that level, you're wondering what is it going to take to go from where you are to where you say you want to be, is your commitment to do it. That's what it comes down to. It comes down to your commitment to do what it is you say you want to do, to get what it is you say you want to get, to achieve what it is that you say you want to achieve. You see, it's easy to sit down on the bench, to sit in your chair, to look at your computer and have these visions and write up a vision board. And I'm not saying a vision board's bad. Do it, go nuts, go crazy. Cut those pictures out, draw that stuff, identify it, name it, brand it, own it, feel it, be a part of it. But you have to get up and go after it. You have to be willing to get up out of your chair and go and get it done. And that's what successful people do. They do it over and over and over. And they talk often about how they were willing to die. They were so committed to it that there was no backup plan. They were so invested that there was no backup plan. There was no, I'll try it another way, or if this doesn't work, we'll go. No. I mean, the story that, you know, when the first iPhone was being made available, they were 6 weeks from launch. And Steve Jobs decided that he did not like the glass. He did not like some of the systems on the phone, and he demanded that they change it. His engineer said, well, we can't change it. We're too close to launch day. And he said, you're the best engineers in the world, are you not? They said, yes. He says, well, then you can get it done. You have 6 weeks, change it. And even in the face of those amazing engineers, those technologically driven people who were creating marvelous products, cutting edge, never seen before products, even those people doubted what was possible. It took the parameters and the commitment and the stance of Steve Jobs to say, yes, it can be done. Just because you can't see it, just because you can't believe it, doesn't mean you can't achieve it, because Steve Jobs could see it and believe it. And he challenged those people to achieve it. And it happened. So where can you set a higher bar? Where can you set a higher tone and a different standard for yourself in your life today, like right now? Where can you do that? What can you do today that will give you the opportunity to set a different standard and play at an all-time high level? There are ways. That's what successful people do. So look at that successful person. Recognize that they have things that you'd love to have, and they're living the life, and whatever it is, like, get into it. Get into your vision board, 100%. But you have to make the movement. And that's the one place where we, as humans, fall off the pace when we're creating success in life. Remember, success isn't something you go and chase. You get up out of your chair, you be the person you want to be. When you can believe in you as much as you want others to believe in you, success will come knocking on your door. So if success isn't there, it's because you don't believe it. It's the engineers at Apple didn't believe that they could make the changes that were being asked of them in a 6 week period. They didn't believe it. But Steve Jobs believed it. So be your own Steve Jobs. Set a standard for yourself, even in areas of your life that you're not sure how to get through. You're not sure what the next step or even the first step is. Blow past that stuff. Believe in yourself as much as you want other people to believe in you. And success will be there. It will bang on your door. It will bang on your door. It will bang on your door. And if you refuse to open your door, it'll kick your door in and it'll jump up into your lap. That's what successful people do. That's what they create. It's a continuum. They create this standard, this flow, and they're able to draw the success to them. That is the only difference between the successful people you look at and where you are in your life. You want to take your success to an all-time high. You want to go from good to great. You want to go from great to legendary. Well, this is what you need to do. Believe in yourself. You have the capability. The people that you watch, the successful people that you look at, they don't have an extra chromosome. They don't have a special unique brand. They don't have a special unique way of doing things. They are breathing the air the same way you are. The blood is pumping through their system the same way it does within you. They have the same opportunities. They have the same limitations. Let me say it again. They have the same opportunities and they have the same limitations that you do. They don't let those limitations get in their way. They don't let those moments stop them from getting what they want. They just see them as moments. That's it. They just see them as moments. And that's what I encourage you to do today. I invite you to look at your moments, to look at your opportunity that same way. Recognize that the challenges, the struggles, the hurdles, they'll be there. But if you're willing to take a stance, if you're willing to set a new standard, a legendary standard for yourself, you won't see those limitations, those issues, those challenges as things that stop you. You will merely see those as moments. That is the only difference between you and the successful people that you look at that you'd like to be like. And here's the cool thing. The more you're like that, the more you'll attract other successful people, because they want to be with other people who live by this secret code, who live by the mantra that they won't be stopped. Because their pain at times is excruciatingly high. No different than the pain that you feel in your life when challenges, struggles, hurdles pop up when you least expect them, or when they're bigger than you think you can handle. I get that it's painful. And you keep going and you keep moving and you keep pushing to where it is you want to go. You keep pushing to get to the outcome you want. You drive, you set a standard, you work. Success will find you. It'll jump up on your lap. It's there for you. It's always been there. It's waiting for you. You have decided in this moment to start moving down the path of a legendary life. Then it starts with recognizing you're the same as that successful person you're looking at. And you're the same because you also have the tools and the mechanisms within you to push through the hurdles, the challenges, the struggles that you will inevitably meet along your path. That's it. That's all. That's the truth. It's easy. It's not simple all the time. It's easy. You can get it done. I have faith in you. You can get it done. That's it for me. I am wrapping it up. I'm out of here. Another amazing day. Like I said, I got to get out of here and go do some funky, crazy, fun family time. I hope you get to do some of that too. And remember, head over to howlegendsaremade.ca and register. Go on iTunes, register. And hey, while you're at howlegendsaremade.ca, be sure to download the free chapter of my upcoming book, 17 Stories That Will Rock You, Shock You, and Inspire You. Hey, have an amazing day. Live legendary. And remember, dream, plan, execute yourself to an amazingly legendary life. And let's wrap it up. Everybody together. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Booyah!
Thank you for listening to How Legends Are Made with Dan Blackburn. Do you want to hear more from Dan? Go to howlegendsaremade.ca and subscribe to the How Legends Are Made iTunes channel. And remember to leave a comment so Dan knows you're listening.